We're up to the Flamed Gimel Amal. We'll start from the Flamed Beis on a Beis. We said a klal yesterday that if something is in the city, it's like as if the whole city is full of it, and therefore it's not going to be. It's going to be like a shasiach. So Rava said, why don't we say even outside the Yerusha, everyone gets dalaramas? Because Rava said someone puts on the air has dalaramas. So maybe it's like a shasiach. Shasiach is only because he has his dalaramas. He said the Mashasha said the air is speaking about a tree that's sticking out of the dalaramas, and he had kavana to be shavus in the root of the tree. What's it mean? The malamat if it's on the tree, meaning that if you can put it back up, the branch within dalaramas or not. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even if it's on a dalaramas, you can carry it above 10 tvachim. If you want to carry it derech halav, so it says when Rabim is mekaspid nalav, so when it's a shesrabim is not allowed to do it. Like Ula said, if you have an amatish nine shesrabim and many people lean on it and they threw it in a restaurant, it's chayiv. What's Rabbi, what's Rabban, or the Braisa put on a tree above 10 tvachim, his erev is not an erev. Under 10 tvachim, his erev is an erev, and you're allowed to take it. In 3 tvachim, then you're allowed to take it from there. If you put it on a basket, and he hung it on the tree, even above 10 tvachim, was erev and erev. That's Rebbe Shita. Because he holds you could take it. Chamsi, wherever you're not allowed to take it, he holds you're not allowed to mishtam from the tree, his erev is not an erev. So Gemara says, the Chum is going on whom? Is he going on the sefer with the truss, with the basket? So we say, Rabban holds the other is a sur, and I will have a Rabban saying that. Elamai is going on the ratio. So where's this tree? Is there no 4 tvachim and some makam too? Why can't you carry? If there is 4 tvachim, if you put it in the basket, what's the problem? So if instead ratio is speaking about where there is 4, sefer speaking where there isn't 4, but with the basket, it's mashlam to 4. So mamela, I would think that it would be that's why he can't take it off. It's a separate issue. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir that we say chaykin lahashim, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Meir that we say chaykin lahashim by the mezuzah that we dig out as if it's a dalat al dalat. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that says you need an erev agav makam dalat velekam. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda said someone stuck in a pole in Shusrab and they put an erev on top of it, tall 10, wide 4, his erev is an erev. If not, his erev is not an erev. So he says, Adrabi, him and his erev are in one place. El Pshat is, it's tall 10, it has to be on top 4. It's not tall 10, then it doesn't have to be 4 because it's in the same Shusrab. Like whom? Not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said if he stick in a pole in Shusrab and put on top of it a big basket and rest it on top of his chayv. So he says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, over there the mechitzas are going around the pole and you sit as if it comes down. Here the mechitzas don't go back down. Vimi says a basket is different since he can tilt it, it's long, he can tilt it within 10 tvachim and bring it within 10 tvachim. Rapapa sat and said this Gemara, sort of Rav Ashvar asked Rapapa, on Yontev we say, he takes it the first day, the food, and he stays there till night. Then he takes it back home so he shouldn't get lost. And he brings it the second day, Erev Shabbos, and he stays there and he eats it and he comes back. So here too, why don't we say, since if he wanted, he could have brought it, why does he have to actually bring it? Even if he didn't bring it, it's considered as if he brought it. Just like we said over here, that he could be knighted. So the Teretz will have to wait till tomorrow, Harav Zera answers it. This is the end of Daf Lamed Gimel.